High blood pressure is a major cause of stroke and heart disease. That's why it's critical to keep blood pressure at a healthy level. But for some people, it is very difficult to do. A recent study involved combining different blood pressure drugs to see which combination was better. More than 11,000 people participated. One group received a pill that combined an ACE inhibitor and a calcium channel blocker. ACE inhibitors dilate blood vessels to lower blood pressure, while calcium channel blockers relax the blood vessels so the heart doesn't have to pump as hard. The other group received a more commonly prescribed combination of blood pressure medication. In the first group, about half of the patients got their blood pressure under control. Doctors at a meeting of the American College of Cardiologists were enthusiastic about the study. Dr. Dominic Sica.
This is the first major study to bring blood pressure down this low in this large number of patients.
U.S. national guidelines recommend first treating high blood pressure with a diuretic, a drug that reduces salt and fluids in the body, and then adding another blood pressure-lowering drug if needed. But the study found that the standard practice was no match for the combination of an ACE inhibitor and a calcium channel blocker. In the study, this combination cut the number of strokes, heart attacks, and heart-related deaths by an additional 20%. Dr. Roger Blumenthal is the director of the Center for the Prevention of Heart Disease at Johns Hopkins Medical Center. He predicts the study will have an enormous impact on treating high blood pressure.
These results are very promising and are better than many of us had anticipated. So I think this study will change practice.
A second study shows that even people in their 80s benefit from blood pressure-lowering medication. Other studies suggest that those over 80 years of age might have a negative reaction to medication for high blood pressure, but this study shows just the opposite. Those who received a diuretic blood pressure medication had 20% fewer deaths than those in the control group. The first group also had one-third fewer incidents of heart attack. Elderly people over 80 are the fastest-growing segment of the population in many parts of the world. Both studies could change the way blood pressure medication is prescribed and the way patients are treated. Carol Pearson, VOA News.